From Tidbits on October 20th, 2014, this is iWork Updated for Yosemite and iCloud Drive, written by Michael E. Cohen. If you have begun to detect moisture dripping from your cable modem, it may be because Apple servers are perspiring heavily as they deliver gigabytes of software updates to Mac and iOS users. Among these are 6 different updates for the iWork apps: Pages, Numbers, and Keynote. That's 3 updated apps for the Mac and 3 more for iOS. The updates are mostly in the service of OS X 10.10 Yosemite, iOS 8.1, and the iCloud Drive service that binds them together. So, what hath Cupertino wrought? iWork for Mac. Here's what Apple has highlighted in its What's New notes for the 3 Mac iWork apps. Common to them all are a new Yosemite-based design, the capability to switch between Mac and iOS versions instantly using the new handoff feature, iCloud Drive support, better bi-directional language support, usability enhancements for positioning and resizing charts, and a revised file format that won't cause problems when transferring files with services like Dropbox and Gmail. Pages 5.5, the word processing and page layout app, has grown a sidebar for displaying comments and tracked page changes. And you can filter these comments and track changes by author. Pages also lets you insert inline images into headers, footers, and table cells, and also added our alignment guides for intertable alignment and other table enhancements. Though Mail Merge has not yet returned as a user-facing feature, the update does claim to provide AppleScript support for it. Numbers 3.5. The Spreadsheet app features a new transpose feature that you can use to switch table rows to columns and vice versa. Floating comments can now be printed, and like Pages, Numbers offers alignment guides for intertable alignment. Keynote 6.5, the presentation app, has added features you can use to resize and move items on the presenter display. For instance, you can choose whether or not to show a timer, and also control what the timer displays, such as elapsed time or time remaining. Additional presentation improvements include the capability to pair your Mac with nearby iOS devices over Wi-Fi using multi-peer connectivity, as well as by Bluetooth. Enhancements that make tables easier to select and move have also made it into the app, and finally, a new trace animation has been provided. The updates to all 3 Macs are free to existing users. iWork for iOS, which all hit version 2.5 with this update, have received a number of similar improvements, including support for iCloud Drive. Though not obvious from the document screen in those apps, tapping the plus button on the toolbar presents an import menu with a new entry, iCloud. Tap that and you can roam around the folders of your iCloud Drive to bring in files. Other features common in all of the iOS apps are support for third-party storage providers like Dropbox, improved file formats, handoff, better bidirectional language support, a new custom color mixer on the iPad, and the capability to use your device's camera to add photos to a presentation, spreadsheet, or document. Individual app enhancements include the following. Pages for iOS, like its Mac sibling, now provides inline images in tables, headers, and footers. It displays intertable alignment guides, and it provides for the printing of floating comments. Additionally, Tables and Pages now supports column and row labels. And for those who make ebooks with the app, Pages for iOS can export EPUB files that contain videos. Numbers for iOS also offers the row-column transpose feature found in its Mac counterpart, and you can print floating comments from the app just as on the Mac. Keynote for iOS shares the new trace animation found on the Mac, as well as the floating comment print capability. As in Pages for iOS, Tables in Keynote can now have row and column labels, and intertable alignment guides and other enhancements make positioning tables and charts easier. The app also features new presenter display layouts. Like the Mac apps, the upgrades are free for all current iWork for iOS users. In short, The vision for cross-device compatibility via iCloud that drove last year's retooling of the entire iWork suite has been refined on Yosemite in iOS 8. After a disconcerting month when the lack of iCloud Drive on Mavericks made such interchanges problematic. If you liked the apps before, there is nothing but good news in the latest set of upgrades. If you found the iWork apps seriously lacking compared to what the apps offered before last year's retooling, you may not find these updates any more compelling. Nonetheless, all the apps are deeper than a cursory examination might reveal, and the enhancements that Apple has just delivered are real improvements to a suite that was already surprisingly capable. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlans, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.